you were angry?
I just say I was a good man, that's all I know.
Okay. And if someone said something that seemed very strange to you, you might say, why, the very of that. The very
idea of that.
And if, is there any exclamation, you know, a kind of a word you might use to indicate impatience? Just to show you're impatient. Somebody say, oh.
I don't know.
Do you ever use shucks?
Oh, shucks, yeah.
Now, when would you use that? Under what kind of a situation?
Well, if somebody wanted me to do something I didn't want to, I'd say, oh, shucks, I don't want to.
Okay. And they were kind of pestering you.
Yeah.
I see. So that would be for impatience. Yeah. And how would you greet an intimate friend, you know, a close friend comes over, and you'd say,
how would I greet her?
Yeah, what would you say to her when she comes over?
Well, I'd say, howdy.
All right. And what would you say to a stranger?
Well, I'd say, howdy to him.
Okay. And if you wanted to see someone again, you might say, come.
Come back again.
All right. And how did you greet people on December 25th?
Merry Christmas.
Now, did you ever, when you were a child, did you ever play a game where you'd go around and you'd say something to one another and say something like at Christmas time, and if one said it first, the other one was supposed to give them a present or a gift?
No, I never heard of that.
A Christmas gift? They'd go up and say Christmas
gift?
Oh,
yeah. Christmas gift. Uh-huh. Yeah, if you said that first, well, then they had to give you a present.
Uh-huh. And then on January 1st, was that pretty common when you were...
Yeah.
Was that just done by the small children?
Just the small kids. They'd say that to each other.
All right. And on January 1st, the usual greeting is...
April Fool.
Yeah, or...
No?
Yeah,
that's April.
No. This is January 1st.
Yeah. I don't know what you'd say then.
You might say happy...
Happy New Year.
Sure.
That's right.
And if someone did a great favor for you, you might say,
I'm really proud that you did, or I'm really proud of it.
Okay. Are you
thankful?
Yeah. And proud then meaning the same thing as thankful. Mm-hmm. And then would you ever use obliged or obliged?
Obliged.
Much obliged.
Much obliged.
And if someone asks you if you'll have time for something, you say, well, I will.
I can take time.
You're not sure, but you say, well,
I can take time.
Okay. And the place you go to get to buy food, you go to the...
grocery store.
And if you say, I have to go down into town today and have to go to several stores. You have to go into town and do some...
shopping.
Yeah. And you bought a package at the store and the clerk...
wrapped it up.
And then you got it home and you...
you unwrapped it.
All right. And then, what was that now you said?
I unwrapped it.
Okay, that's right. That's just fine. That's exactly, well, this again, see, these aren't strange words. See, these items, most of these things here, that I think for the most part, are for pronunciation. Some people say ropped.
Ropped?
Did you ever hear that used?
Yeah, I heard it rocked.
Did you ever use that?
Yes, a lady came here one time, and I'd been to the store, and she said, I want you to hurry in here right quick. I want you to rock this present for me.
But you wouldn't use that. You haven't used that much yourself, huh?
No.
Uh-huh. Where was that? Was that here?
Yeah, it was here.
Right here. And if someone had to sell something for less than he paid for it, you know, a man in a store... said he lost money on that because he had to sell it at a...
I don't know. Bargain?
Well, yeah, right. But it was a bargain for you because you bought it. But for him, he had to sell it at a...
loss again.
Uh-huh. And he said, I was going to buy that, but it just... too much. It just...
Mm-hmm. It's just too high.
It just cooked.